We're here at the John Deere product intro in Columbus, Ohio. And with me is Luke Gackstatter, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing. And he was the one who was on the big stage with the big show last night with all the new products. And Luke, the theme is delivering distinctive value this year. Tell us about that, what that means for John Deere.
Well, I think that when we think about delivering distinctive value, and I think you heard some of this last evening in the introduction on the big stage, we really think that it starts with the partnership between John Deere and John Deere dealers. And so the products, the solutions, and the technology that John Deere brings to the equation, and then the level of service and the customer support, and the way in which our dealers go out there and provide that to our customers, packaging that all up together is what we really like to talk about as delivering distinctive value. So those are really kind of the fundamentals of this show. You heard that last night in the theme, and you've probably heard some of that from the dealers as well.
Well, you talked about the three particular value drivers.
Yep. So the three value drivers that we talked about last night and we continue to have at the top of our mind as we design and develop new products and solutions is all about performance, it's about uptime, and it's about cost of operation. So recognizing that a lot of folks that buy John Deere products, they're buying them to support the businesses that they own and operate. And so to the extent that we're bringing new products and solutions to the marketplace that embody those things, performance, uptime, and cost of operation, we believe are going to continue to add value, distinctive value, to our producers' bottom lines.
What are the new products that we're introducing for the agriculture market for next year that you think are most exciting?
Well, there's a whole range of products, and I hate to single out a few, but I know that's what you want to hear, and so I will. So I think you had a chance yesterday to see our new line of row crop tractors, and you know, starting at 210 horsepower and going all the way up to 370 horsepower with our 7R and our 8R. Those are really, really important products for us and for our producers out there. And again, I think that when you go through some of the classes that you're going to go through this morning, you'll learn more about a number of the things that we're doing to address those value drivers that I talked about. So there's a number of enhancements relative to performance. There's a number of things we're doing to continue to provide best-in-class uptime. And then I think really important is some of the things we're doing relative to helping the producers and their cost of operation. So tractors would obviously be one of the key products that we're introducing. We talked about the new Class 5 combine that we're introducing, also tracks on combines. Two other very important products for us is these designed from the ground up, two new models of sprayers. And again, I think that when you look at the productivity and the efficiency that those products can bring, those are just really, really exciting for us. So those are some of the hard iron solutions. We've also got two new models of wind rowers that are again, I think, integrated technology with the auto track, a number of the new comfort features that are added. And then just some of the technological solutions we talked about, whether it's remote display access to help our producers relative to service, and then this wireless data transfer, which is really important going forward.
Well, and as you mentioned, that's almost becoming more important than the iron is the technological solutions. You touched on a little bit the international aspect of feeding a growing population and how important John Deere's role is in that.
Yeah, when we look at the challenge going forward, again, 7 billion people in the world today going to 9 billion, the growing middle class in a lot of developing countries, and then what those two things translate in terms of significantly more food demand. You know, when we think about the agriculture industry, in order for the world to meet that future food demand, it's going to continue to require significant innovation. And John Deere, one of its core values is all around innovation. And that's something that we're very proud of. And even today, we continue to invest a significant amount of money in research and development every day. And that is to not only support the development of new technology that's going to help feed the world and markets around the world, but it's also to continue to support new products, new solutions that are going to serve some of our longest tenured markets like the United States and Canada.
Well, as we look ahead to next year and the future, we also look at this year. And what does 2013 look like as far as a year for John Deere, the company?
Yeah. So we just had our earnings release about a week ago, and we announced that we had record earnings in our third quarter 2013. It's been a very strong year for us, and similarly across the industry in the United States and Canada, I think it's been a very strong year for people associated with the agriculture industry.
Right, it's a good year, and we like to hear what John Deere has to offer going forward because. The farmers are doing well. John Deere is doing well, right?
Yeah. Well, we like to see a continued success of our producers. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, finding ways that we can continue to add value to our producers' operations. That's what we wake up every day at John Deere thinking about.
All right. Thank you very much. Delivering distinctive value here at the John Deere product introduction in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.